Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. I am so excited to have with us today the one and only Laureen Falco. Laureen is a member of the Indie Beauty Network. She's also a fantastic entrepreneur and business owner out of Houston, Texas, and I can't wait to tell you about some of the fantastic things that she's doing and also pick her brain to get some tips for how we can juggle maybe as many of the things as she's juggling and be successful at all of them. Laureen, welcome to Indy.
Oh, thank you, Donna Maria. I'm so glad to be here.
So we're going to tell everyone a little bit about the details associated with everything you do, Laureen. But first, before we get started with that, let's give everybody an idea of who you are, really, and how you have decided that the indie lifestyle is for you. How do you define the indie lifestyle, and how have you decided that it's the right one for you, Laureen?
I think it has a lot to do with who you are as a person, and who I am as a person is a very independent thinker, and I'm very disciplined. So the indie lifestyle is really for me. I really can't see myself going back to a corporate job ever again. I don't fit in now, for sure. And I'm very disciplined. I love creating the products and things that I love to do. And I'm very motivated. I'm trying to learn all the aspects of you know, having a business to myself, whether it's marketing or creating the product or in the business end of running the product. I like doing all of it. I like doing a variety of things. So I think that's really what it takes really to be an independent business owner. And it just fits right with me.
And Laureen, you have a business, but it has several different facets to us. Give us an overview of what the business is, and I guess the different compartments that are involved in it.
Okay. Well, I'm a CPA by trade, so I do some accounting work, independent for small businesses and some corporations as far as like some contract assignments. I'm trying to get out of that as much as possible and mainly do small businesses and work for them. And I've been a CPA for 20 years, so I've been doing it a long time. And I enjoy it because I help small businesses. I also own Lyrical Concepts. And Lyrical Concepts, I produce, soy candles and jewelry, and I made an instructional DVD on how to make soy candles called The Art of Soy Container Candle Making. I've recorded audios for Prosperity Audios called Everyday Prosperity Affirmations Audio. And I write, I blog, and I also work on social media. So Lyrical Concepts is my creative company. And then the Laureen Falco CPA is the business CPA company. So I have like two sides to me, like a creative side and a very business analytical side too.
And you mentioned a lot of things there, but the last thing you mentioned, Laureen, is something that's fairly new for you, the social media, and you've got an event coming up soon. Tell us a little bit about how you became involved in helping people with social media and about your event.
Okay, great. I have been studying social media and internet marketing for the past couple of years with some really big name internet marketers. And mainly because I wanted to write. And they taught us how to, get involved with Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Blog Talk Radio and blogging and article writing, video, and also promotional videos. And I've been involved with all of that for the past almost 3 years. And it's just evolved. I enjoy it. I like it. And I saw a way, because I've been doing a lot of arts and crafts shows, and also some other work for small businesses, that small businesses really need to learn how to promote themselves online. And some of them are very overwhelmed by all the technology, and they don't understand it. So I thought that there was a great need for someone to actually teach them how to do it. So I put together a social media workshop. I live in the Clear Lake area of Houston, Texas, which is near the Johnson Space Center. And so I put together a one-day workshop in which I'll be talking about all of the social media sites, how to promote yourself, how to market yourself, how to get over the hump of that learning curve, And also the confidence that it takes to do some exercises. I have a big singing acting background, too, that I did for years, in addition to my accounting for years. And I was even in New York for a couple of years, and I've done hundreds and hundreds of auditions. And it's the same thing in being a small business independent owner. You have to get out there and market and sell. And a lot of people can do it in person, or they, you know, or it's on the back burner. They know they need to market, but they don't quite know how. So I thought it was a great workshop. It's $150, and we'll be talking about all the social media sites. Plus, we'll be setting up a blog. Plus, I'll be condensing a lot of information and from a lot of material into a booklet called Social Media for You. And I invited my videographer who filmed my my Soy Campbell DVD. He's bringing a $15,000 camera plus the box lights. And we're going to be filming promotional videos for everybody, a 30-second to 1 minute. Just, you know, stand there, talk about your website, or if you don't have a website, you know, you just talk about your product. And we'll film that for everybody and send it to them in a flash file. And because it, even if they don't use it on their website or their article writing or blog or YouTube, it's a great exercise for people to be in front of the camera, to learn how to market themselves, and see how to learn to use that technology. And the website is Clear Lake, CLEARLAKE, socialmedia.com. And there, anybody who's in the Houston area or surrounding areas around Houston, please, you know, it's going to be at the Hampton Inn on West Bay Area Boulevard, right by the I-45 freeway. Very great location from 9 to 5, and it's going to be power-packed. I'm even going to have guest speakers. I invited a really well-known person today to come and speak about that. Even if people don't have websites up, you know, I'll be giving resource information on who can build you a website. And how you, what little things you can do in just about an hour a day to start driving traffic to your website or selling online and making those relationships. And
that sounds like a fantastic event, Laureen. We actually have somebody on the line with a question here. Let's see.
Okay.
See if we can go and get this person. Teresa, are you on?
Yes, I am. Hi, Laureen. I have a question about social media. Can you help me out?
Oh, hi, Teresa. Yes, go ahead.
Well, listen, I like social media. I'm involved in social media a little bit. I'm a little bit tentative about it, and I don't really know what to do to get started. It all seems so overwhelming. What are your tips for someone like me who has a Facebook page, I have a Twitter page, and I have a blog, but I'm just having trouble sort of putting my toe in the water and making something happen on a consistent basis. Do you have any tips for me?
Yes. You know, I think writing, if you've already got a blog set up and you've got a Twitter account, you know, and the first thing I would start doing is start, you know, if you like to write, the one thing that really drives people, even overcoming their fears about writing, is their passion. And if you have a business and you're passionate about it enough to start a business, then there's a lot of aspects about it that you really enjoy and love. And when I look at the blog writing, I look at it as instructional. There's always something that people can learn from. And when you start writing about something that you're passionate about, that you want to teach other people, or something from your experience, people can relate to that. And that's the one thing about blog writing, is like developing relationships with people. Once you start blog writing and getting it out there, then you can use that link, and you can even shorten it. And there's various ways to shorten that link, because Twitter only has 140 characters, and you can put it on Twitter. You know, if you're interested in, you know, how to make soap, I just wrote an article on, you know, on cold process soap you might enjoy, and just put the link in there. And then it starts driving people to your blog. People start subscribing to your blog. They see you as an expert. They see you as someone who's passionate about it. And then from your blog, you know, you may have, you know, your other website information with your products. And the thing is that start small. Start with what you know. Start with what you're passionate about. There's a million different social media sites out there, and you don't have to start big. Just start little steps, you know.
That's great advice, I think. Laureen. Wonderful advice to start small. I think sometimes when people look at what other people are doing who've been doing it for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, it becomes a little bit scary. So I think that would help people, too, just remember that, you know, don't compare where you are with where someone who's been doing it for 5 years is. It's like when I went skiing for the first time, I'm watching all these people, you know, coming down the mountain. They look all fabulous. I had to go over to the bunny slope. Even though I had to watch them be magnificent, I knew I couldn't start there, and I started there, and I got better from there. So that's really good advice. Now, Laureen, you're busy, and I know you've got to run, but I have one more question for you. I want you to tell our listeners, why is it so important to take the time to listen to shows like the Indie Business Radio Show? What sorts of tips can you share with people? Why is it worth people's time to tune in?
For one thing, because of you, Donna Maria, you're such an inspiration. For one thing, you're just such a mover and shaker and such an advocate for small business that you're it's so full of information. For one thing, when people are in small business, they're kind of isolated, okay? They're not going to that corporate job everywhere where they're going to the coffee machine and they're talking with everybody and socializing. The thing about small business people is they need to join groups. They need to listen to the radio shows that relate to them, that bring small people, business people together, because someone's got something that someone else can relate to and learn from. And with you bringing on great speakers and great information that people can learn from, it's a wonderful way to go to the water fountain and talk with your fellow, you know, indie business people. I mean, it's almost necessary that someone, you know, listen to a show like yours, because we're isolated. We're out here by ourselves, and we're not integrated. So the thing is that it's a great way to get great information. It's a great way to meet other people, to socialize with other people, and to inspire, you know, because it takes a lot of confidence to continue day by day in a small business. You know, there's a lot of rejection in it, and I think that we all need to huddle together and support one another. So that's what I think.
Wow. Thank you for those fantastic comments about the show. People do seem to enjoy it, and I'm just so excited to have you as a guest. Now, before we go, I want you to tell everyone that website one more time where we can go to learn more about your social media event coming up on October 9th.
That's right. It's this Saturday, October 9th from 9 to 5. It's called clearlakesocialmedia.com. You go to the website, you'll see a video of me talking. You'll see lots of great information on there. If you're in the Houston area, we'd love to see you. Please sign up, and I'll do everything I can to help you get started online.
Well, thanks for joining us on today's show, Laureen. It's been fantastic to have you. And thank you, my dear listeners, for tuning in. I'll see you next time right here on the Indie Business Radio Show. Until then, enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way.